Well, my name's Nathan. I'm one of the pastors here. It's my privilege tonight to get the Bible open, the scriptures open with us. We're going to be looking tonight at Proverbs. We're carrying on our Sunday evenings, probably from now through till Christmas, just working our way through what God has to say to us through this ancient book of Proverbs, a book of wisdom. And that's what we're in today. So if you haven't got a Bible with you, then please just put a hand up. One of our welcome team would love to bring you one over. Couple at the front here, if that's okay. Proverbs chapter 1, just to kind of reorientate ourselves, perhaps you're newer here tonight or you haven't really looked at the book of Proverbs before, there's a couple of things going on. The first thing that's worth just holding on to as we read is that what we're listening into really is the words of a man named Solomon. Solomon was a king that God had endowed with wisdom. Now, wisdom is the skills to do life, like a craftsman who creates something beautiful and everyone looks on and say, wow, what a skill set. Wisdom is the skills to do life well, where you stand back from someone who's got wisdom and say, wow, they did that well. they made that choice well. They lived their life well. They picked things well. That's wisdom, living God's way in God's world. And so that's kind of what we're listening to. But as we go through the book of Proverbs, what we're listening into is Solomon kind of setting up all these pictures. And so you've got to listen in carefully as we listen tonight, because what we've got is a father teaching a son about the importance of wisdom. And we're going to be listening into that tonight, and then we'll go from there. So verse 20, chapter 1. And verse 20. It's a word picture, so you've got to use your imaginations, okay? Out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. On top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gate, she makes her speech. How long will you simple love your simple way? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? Repent at my rebuke. Then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings. But since you refuse to listen when I call and pay no attention when I stretch out my hand, since you disregard all my advice, and do not accept my rebuke, I, in turn, will laugh when disaster strikes you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelm you, then they will call to me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but will not find me, since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord. Since they would not accept my advice and spurned my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. Friends, this is God's word to us. Let's ask for God's help, and then let's think about these words together. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this ancient book of Proverbs. We thank you that it promises to us wisdom, the skills needed, the knowledge needed, the understanding needed to live life your way in this your world. And Father, as we listen into this very cutting speech of wisdom tonight, please would you give us ears to hear, give us hearts to respond. Father, please would you send your Holy Spirit that this portion of your word might cut us to the very center of our hearts, and that we might act on it. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, for any of us in this room who've learned to drive or have ever looked at a highway code, you will know that a red triangle is a warning. Very good. You did pay attention when you're reading the book. It's a warning sign. And obviously, they don't have a voice, a warning sign. But if they did have a voice, what might this sign be saying to us? Anyone want to offer something up? You're very welcome. Bit of audience participation. What might this sign say to you? Be careful. Yeah, that's a great thing. It'd be saying, be careful, watch out, look out. You got to do something. You got to take some action. Okay, so let's see how good really you are at your highway code. So what about this one? If you see this one on a sign, slippery road. Okay, so if this voice had a sign, what might it, if this sign had a voice, let's say it the right way around. If this sign had a voice, what might it be saying to you? Yeah, slow down. It might give you some, urge you to some action. You know, it's a bit slippery. Don't speed up. This isn't on offer to do skids, by the way. Some people look at this sign and think, this is a road that you can go skidding down or pull donuts on if you're into that kind of thing. No, it's not that. It's a warning sign, and it would be urging you to action. Okay, very good. What about this one? Bumps in the road. Yep. So what might it be saying to you? Speed up? No, it wouldn't be saying speed up. don't go driving with Glenn. That would be dangerous. It might be saying to you, slow down, be careful, you know, take it a bit easy. It's a warning of something that's coming up, and it's urging you to take action. Now, I have to say, this next one has always puzzled me. What? Falling rocks, yeah, okay. So what might this sign say to you? If you see a sign like that on the road, honestly, and you still feel like you want to drive down it, I think you're a maniac. You know, honestly, a sign like that would make me go, yeah, I don't think I'm going to drive down that road, actually, because it's a crazy sign. It's about warning signs always urge us to take action, don't they? They're calling us to do something. They're saying, look, there's danger ahead. You have to do something. And tonight, friends, as we return to the book of Proverbs, what we have before us in these words, this speech of Lady Wisdom, is a warning. That's what we got before us tonight. A red triangle has appeared on the pages of your Bible, and it is a warning speech that is urging us to action. It's warning us of some danger that's ahead. It's a red triangle. You may not see it on your page yet, but there is. There is a red triangle on your page. It is put there by God to warn us about something tonight. You see, look at verse 8 with me. Let's just pick up what we didn't read tonight. But look at verse 8. Listen. This is a father speaking. There's a father in verse 8. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. The father of verse 8 is warning the son in verse 8 to watch out. He's urging him down a path. You've got to live the wise life. He looks his son in the eye and he says, you've got to live the wise life. And this is what it looks like. This is the way to go. And as part of him urging him to live the wise life, he puts a warning up. It's a warning sign to say, look, you can't go this way. It should stir us to action as we listen into this warning sign. And what is this warning tonight? Well, I want to say to you that tonight what we're listening into is a warning from wisdom itself. See, look at verse 20 and 21 with me one more time. The beginning of what we said. Out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. On top of the wall, she cries out at the city gate. She makes her speech. See, here tonight we're introduced to a character that actually, as we go through Proverbs, we're going to meet lots of times. It's Lady Wisdom or Woman Wisdom. She is wisdom with a voice. Wisdom able to call out and to share her knowledge with others. Wisdom living God's way in God's world, living with the skills to do life well, is given words for us to listen into tonight. It's pictured here as a person calling out on the streets. And tonight, as we read this, I want to just kind of draw some lines through the Bible for a moment and say, actually, look, if this is wisdom with a voice, where else in the Bible do you find wisdom with a voice? Isn't it as we get to the Lord Jesus Christ? See, we've already encountered that Jesus, as we get to the pages of the New Testament, is one wiser than Solomon. He's the king wiser than Solomon. But here, as wisdom is personified and given a voice to listen to, then surely we're saying, well, actually, aren't we listening in to the words of Jesus here? It wouldn't surprise you that as we go through this speech of wisdom, that you find much of the same words on the lips of the Lord Jesus himself. And so I want to say to you tonight, it's a bit of a leap, but I want you to work with me on this one. As we listen into Lady Wisdom, we're not just listening to a warning from wisdom, this vague out there thing. What we're listening to tonight is a warning from Jesus. Wisdom on legs. Wisdom with a voice. Wisdom walking around. The Son of God who made the world and knows the world back like the back of his hand. And we are listening in to a loving warning. A loving warning from wisdom to the world, to the people of this world that we live amongst. It's a warning tonight to you. Now, who is this warning intended for? We'll have a look at verse 20 again. Out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. On top of the wall, she cries out that the city gate, she makes her speech. You see, wisdom is not just for a kind of a group of people who sit round in a room stroking beards, trying to contemplate the greater things of life. It's not even this thing that you have to go and sit on a top of a mountain to kind of gain. My kids love kind of lots of this Lego Ninjago things, which probably means nothing to most of you, but you've got all these kind of weird ninja who kind of have to go somewhere to get this special knowledge. And they're there and they're kind of seeking this thing, this wisdom thing. And is that what wisdom is? Is it kind of this thing that you have to, is only for a special few people? Well, no. Wisdom is for ordinary people. It is for people on the street. Look where wisdom makes her call. Look where she is. She's standing on the street corners. She's in the public squares. Wisdom is for ordinary people like us. It's there, it's right there to be found. It's not hidden away. Have some of you seen that advert on the buses for the new Brad Pitt movie, Ad Astra? I have no idea about the movie. I'm not recommending it in any form. But the advert says this. It says that the answers we seek are just beyond our reach. That's what the advert on the bus says. Now, if that's true, that's an incredibly frustrating thing, isn't it? If the answers that you want for stuff is just outside of your reach, then we totally live life in frustration and despair. But the Bible says, no, they're not. Wisdom is not kind of out there and you have to go through all this stuff. Wisdom is right there. It's available. It calls out to us. It calls out to us from the pages of scriptures. It calls out to us in the person of Jesus. You want to know how to do life? You want to know how to live God's way in God's world? Then it's not hidden away somewhere. It's available in the public square. It's there. And who's it intended for? Ordinary people. Ordinary people like us who walk the streets. And that's who this is intended for. Here is wisdom's warning for the world. What we're going to listen into, this speech that she makes, is for you. It's for me. It's for the people that you will mix with tomorrow. This is a warning for the world. And what is the warning that wisdom gives to us this evening? Well, keeping in the highway code theme, does anyone remember the three words for crossing a road safely? What are they? Very good. Should we say them together? Stop, look, and listen. There's your three words for crossing a road safely, okay? Stop, look, and listen. And I want to tell you tonight that that is what wisdom has got to say to us tonight, okay? Not to cross a road safely, but to get through life safely. If you want to live, if you want to navigate this life in the right way, wisdom, the Lord Jesus tonight says to us, say them together, stop, look, listen. Here's the first one, stop. Stop rejecting wisdom. Stop rejecting wisdom. Look at verse 22. This is how she starts her speech. How long will you who are simple love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? Repent at my rebuke. Here's a question. You know, when the Bible asks you a question, stop to think about it, okay? And here's a question. How long Lady Wisdom asks, will you who are simple love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? How long will people love walking down the wrong path? We ask those kind of questions, don't we? I certainly do as a parent. How many times do I have to tell you not to do that? It's a question. I'm not really meaning it as a question, but it is a question, isn't it? How many times, how long are you going to keep going down this path? And then that's followed, isn't it, at the very start of verse 23 by a call, repent, turn. Now, in effect, what wisdom is saying as wisdom gets a voice here is you've got to stop. Stop where you are. Stop what you're doing. Stop in your tracks. Those of us who use sat-nav in this room will have been spoken to like this on many occasions, particularly if you choose to ignore your sat-nav. Even yesterday, when I was driving back from somewhere, I took a wrong turn, and kind of in my arrogance, I just thought, well, if I carry on down this road, it'll all recalculate and everything will be fine. But as I got further and further down this road, the arrow just kept flashing. Stop. Turn around. You need to change. It'd be great, wouldn't it, if actually sat-nav got a voice and was able to say, Nathan, how long will you carry on down this road? How many more junctions must I give you to turn around at before you change your ways? If sat-nav had a voice, it might say something like verse 22. But that's what wisdom says to us in life. That's what wisdom declares to this world in which we live. It says, how long will you carry on down this road? You need to stop and you need to turn around. And what is it that they're doing? What does this world that we live in, including us, need to stop? Well, let's look through these verses and just see what she says, wisdom says. Now the Lord Jesus says, we need to stop. Well, look at verse 22. Let's just pick through some of these things. How long will you love, and you see that word, your simple ways? You see, loving simple ways, we did a bit of work on this word simple a couple of weeks ago. And this word simple just means to be easily pulled about in different directions. And really, that captures a lot about our generation, doesn't it, this world? People pulled and swayed by different things, different opinions, gullibly being pulled left and right, you know, following fads and trends and opinions and just being pulled all over the place. That's what it means to be simple, easily impressionable. And wisdom is saying, look, what you need to stop is loving that way of life. See, many people just chug through life thinking, well, that's great. Listening in to kind of impressionable voices that are pushing things on you, whether it's from kind of makeup to your morals, or whether it's fashion to family life. And wisdom is saying to us, look, if you're going to live a wise life, you've got to stop loving life just being pulled around from opinion to opinion, being so easily swayed. Again, in verse 22, what else does she say? You've got to stop delighting in mockery. And you think, well, that's not me. But to delight in mockery, mockery is scorning something, mocking something. No, 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 no. That's what God says. That's mocking something. But don't we live in a world that mocks what God says? Mocks his word? That's old. That's outdated. You don't believe that anymore, do you? Mockery. Mocking the one who made this world, who knows this world, and has gifted his word to this world. Stop delighting, finding great pleasure in mocking God's word. What else? Hating. Look at how it goes on. Would you, in verse 22, fools hate knowledge. My son hates bananas, okay? And if you've seen someone who hates something, it has a very violent reaction when you put something like a banana near him. In fact, he runs out of the room. But that's what wisdom is saying. We've got to stop. We've got to stop hating knowledge. We've got to stop hating this knowledge which God has made available to this world, which tells us about the world. And then Lady Wisdom goes on to list all sorts of terms to capture the heart of the world's opinion towards what God has put before us, his word and his ways. Look at verse 24. And it layers up. You'll get the idea very quickly. Verse 24, but since you refuse to listen when I call. I don't know if you've ever been refused by somebody. You know, refusing to listen. Maybe you have, but that's what wisdom is saying. You've got to stop refusing. And then verse 24 again, no one pays attention when I stretch out my hand. This wonderful picture that wisdom, the way to do life, the way to live God's way, is stretching out its hand to us all the time. And people are like, ah, no paying attention to that. And then we keep going through verse 25. You disregard my advice. You do not accept my rebuke. And then look at verse, especially, come down to verse 29, because here's where we see its foundation. In verse 29, same thing, since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord. See, that's the ultimate choice. That is where wisdom says you have to stop. You have to stop refusing to fear God, to let God be God, to let His word stand. Friends, I want to say to you tonight, if you were to hold this speech of wisdom up like a mirror, what would you see? What would you see about yourself, about your own life, your own heart towards God and His words? Do you see something of your attitude? Do you see something of our world's attitude towards God? Wisdom says, our Lord Jesus says to us tonight, stop. Stop rejecting wisdom. Stop where you are. How long will you love traveling down that road? It's time for a U-turn. And I don't know tonight, but friends, as you read that, as we listened into wisdom, maybe God is putting something on your heart that you need to stop. Maybe there's something that you've got to see in these verses and listen into this wisdom and stop where you are and repent at wisdom's rebuke. And maybe some of us are here tonight and we're like, well, most of us in this room already listen to wisdom because we're Christians. Surely this isn't a message for the church. I want to say, yes, it is. It is a message for us. How easy is it to come along to church and listen to the word of God, listen to wisdom, and sit there and think, oh, my mind's on something else, or refuse what it says, or we don't like what the Bible says about certain areas of our life, and we refuse it into our life. We refuse the rebuke of scriptures. It's so easy, friends, for us to sit here and do the very things that this is describing to us. This is a message for the world, yes, but it's also a warning to us that we need to listen to. Listen to wisdom's warning. What's the first word? Stop. What's the second word? Look. Look at where living such a life leads. Look at where refusing wisdom leads. Look at where it's going to take you. So there's a famous saying in the Bible, but it's all over the place, isn't it? And it goes like this, you reap what you sow. You heard that phrase? It's actually a number of times in the scriptures, Galatians chapter 6, if you're writing those kind of things down. But it's a principle we see in life, isn't it? If you plant seeds to grow a tomato plant, what's going to grow? Good, I'm glad you're still with us. If I was to plant seeds to grow, or if I was to plant acorns, what would I get? Oak trees. What you sow is what you reap, isn't it? It's a principle in life, from farming, but also through to the things that we do with our lives, the words that we say and the actions that we have. And wisdom, as we listen into this speech, wants us to know, wants us to stop and take a good look at how that principle applies if you sow a life of refusing to listen to wisdom's voice, refusing to listen to God. See, look at verse 26 and 27. I, in turn, wisdom says, will laugh when disaster strikes you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you, when calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelm you. What do you reap if you sow rejecting wisdom? Well, these verses speak very strongly, don't they? But it says that we will reach a point of calamity and disaster. In that day, if we have spent a life rejecting wisdom, then one day wisdom will reject us. And if we can carry that through to the New Testament, if I could put it as starkly as this, if we spend our lives rejecting Jesus and rejecting His stretched out hands and His rebukes and His words, there will come a day when Jesus will reject us. Or to put it that way, if we keep rejecting Jesus, He will reject us. Where does it all end? Well, look at verse 30 and 32. Since they would not accept my advice and spurned my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. Now, that is strong stuff. But what is the fruit of refusing wisdom? What is the fruit of refusing to listen to the one who made this world and knows this world best? Well, isn't it the fruit of death and devastation? That's what it says. Fruit for not living a life that has feared God. Wisdom says to us this evening, stop. Stop where you are. It's a warning for the world. It's a warning for us. Stop. Stop rejecting wisdom. Look at where it leads you. Look at where choosing to reject Jesus will take you. And friends, if you aren't convinced that the Lord Jesus says exactly the same things to you, then let me just read you some words from John's Gospel and just see how parallel it is to what Lady Wisdom says in this chapter. John 3 verse 36 says this, "Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him." Do you hear that? It's the same warning. If you reject the Son will reject you. Or again in John chapter 12, "There is a judge for the one who rejects me," Jesus says, "and does not accept my words, the very words I have spoken that will condemn them on the last day." Friends, this isn't easy listening, but there is a storm coming. A day of disaster is looming, and it's a day of judgment. A judgment for what we have done with the words of our Lord Jesus. And on that day, those who have rejected Jesus will be rejected by him. Look at verse 32. This is where Lady Wisdom's speech lands. "For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them." Friends, can I ask you honestly, perhaps some of you this evening, what seeds are you sowing in life? What are you doing with wisdom that holds out its hands to you? What are you doing with the words of the Lord Jesus? Wisdom warns us. Wisdom calls us. And we are invited, this is the privilege of tonight, is we are invited to look on, as it were, to watch on to where this leads. Look at where living a life of rejecting wisdom will take you. And we're invited to watch on as a warning so that we can take action tonight. Stop. Stop rejecting wisdom. Stop rejecting the Lord Jesus. Look at where it leads. And what's the final word? Listen. Listen and live. Wisdom says to us, listen. Look at verse 23. Come back with me to 23. "Repent at my rebuke. Then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teaching." Listen again to those words she says, "Repent at my rebuke." To repent, it's a word we're familiar with, perhaps if we've been hanging around church, but to repent means to turn. It means to change something, to turn around. And in this case, what is it a call from? It's a call from refusing wisdom to listening to wisdom, to listening to God's words in God's world. And as we do so, wisdom and Jesus says, look, if you turn, if you stop, if you repent, I make a big promise to you. Now, this is something to hang on to tonight, okay? Look at verse 23 again. What's the big promise? It's a promise to fill you up. "Repent at my rebuke, then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings." Literally, in the original language, it says that I will pour out my spirit on you. I will pour out my breath upon you. Oh, friends, if you're even beginning to engage with this tonight, how we need the breath, the Spirit of God, if we're ever going to lead a wise life. You know, how are you ever going to have the wisdom to reply rightly to all those text messages you get? To navigate a path that keeps the peace, that loves others, that shows discretion? How are you ever going to live life wisely, picking the right job to go to or whatever it is? It is as we have Jesus pour out his wisdom upon us to know how to do life. And that is the promise tonight. If you turn to him, if you listen to him, if you listen to wisdom, he will pour out his teachings upon you. He will pour out his Spirit upon you to help you to live the wise life. He calls us to listen, to turn and to learn, to turn from a way of rejecting him and to learn from him. Now, why does he call you to that? Well, look at verse 33. This is the closing words of Lady Wisdom's speech. She says, "But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm." Listening to Jesus is the path to life. It's the path to safety when judgment comes. See, verse 33 is not promising you an easy life, okay? And if you want to know that's true, then just go and read books like Ecclesiastes and the book of Job, okay? So the wisdom literature in the Bible kind of comes in three packages. You've got Proverbs, which sets all the patterns for wisdom. This is the way life should work. But then there's a book of exceptions, which is Ecclesiastes. Meaningless, meaningless. Life is meaningless. You go through these loops. And then you've got Job, this righteous man who goes through terrible things. They're the exceptions. And that's saying, actually, you've got to take the whole of the wisdom literature together. But look again at verse 3. It's not saying, you're not going to have any troubles in life. It's not promising you an easy path in life, but what it is promising you is a safe end. Listen to these words of the Lord Jesus. Again, he says the similar things you find exactly here on the words of the Lord Jesus. He says this to us: "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." It's the rest for your soul. It's a rest of forgiveness. He says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Solomon puts this woman before his son and he says, look, listen to her. She's calling you. She says, turn to her, listen and live. But tonight Jesus says to us and to this world, turn to me, listen to me and live. Listen to my words. See, just weigh this for a moment. The Lord Jesus, you see, is the one who entered the destruction that and the disaster and the calamity that our folly deserves. See, if you think about the destination of those who ignore wisdom in this passage, the storm, isn't that what Jesus endured for us at the cross? The one who always listened to wisdom, he took upon himself what these words are describing, this warning. He was the one who called in his day of disaster and no one answered. My God, why have you forsaken me? He took, friends, what we deserve for our refusing wisdom. And why did he do it? Well, so that as he rose from the grave, he might turn to people like us who need to stop walking away from wisdom, who need to look carefully at where it leads. And he says to us, turn to me, listen and live. Jesus is the one who says, come to me, turn to me, learn from me. And this, friends, is Jesus' warning to the world. As we listen into this warning of wisdom, we're listening really to the words of Jesus. And Jesus says to us, stop, look, and listen. That's his message. Stop rejecting wisdom. Look at where it leads and listen to me and live. And like all warning signs, if we go back to where we started with the red triangle, if this is a warning sign, stop, look, and listen. If that is a warning sign, it's a sign that should urge us to action. And we would be saying tonight, urge you to action before it's too late. You know, what kind of action is this urging us to tonight? Well, for some of us in this room, it is urging us, perhaps for the first time, to stop rejecting wisdom, to stop refusing God who has stretched out his hands to us in the Lord Jesus, who has given us in the scriptures what we need to live life his way. The scriptures make us wise for salvation, make us wise for how to be saved through faith in Jesus Christ. And it's saying to us tonight, stop what you're doing. Look at where your life leads and listen to Jesus and live. And maybe tonight that's what some of you need to do as you listen into this words of Jesus tonight. For some of us, it just means we've got to keep listening to Jesus. We've got to keep going with him. We've got to keep listening to the one who promises us life, remembering that if you drift off from that path, if you go listening to other voices, refuse wisdom, then ultimately where will that lead you? Will it lead you to disaster? So keep listening to Jesus and live. And here's the thing that's really challenged me this week, okay? And this is where I just want to finish tonight. The thing that's really challenged me is I think this is a call to us as a church to keep speaking Jesus's wisdom to the world. And the reason I think that is this. Just come back with me to the very start of this speech, verse 20 and 21. Out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. On the top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gate, she makes her speech. As I've studied this week and I read about the public square, my mind just automatically turns to Enfield Market because that's where we've spent a lot of time, okay? And I'm trying to join the dots and I'm saying, okay, God, you know, wisdom is available in the public square, but how does it get there today? How does wisdom call out in the streets? Well, it says those who have stopped and looked and listened to wisdom use it, their voices, to take this warning of Jesus to the world. It says we take a message to the world where we say, do you know what Jesus says? You know what wisdom says? If you want to do life well, if you want to end in safety, you've got to stop, you've got to look, and you've got to listen. And friends, it is our responsibility to take that message to the world. That is the message that Jesus has entrusted to us to warn the world that disaster's coming, and if you turn to Jesus, you will live. And so my simple challenge for some of us this week is, who are you going to take that message to this week? Who are you going to take the message? It's a simple message. Can we say the three words together? Stop, look, and listen. If you can take that message to someone, you can proclaim the gospel to them this week. Stop what you're doing. Stop rejecting wisdom. Look at where it leads and turn to Jesus. Listen to him and live. Friends, let's pray together and then we'll sing a final song. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you tonight for the loving warnings of Scripture. Father, please help us to respond to wisdom. Help us to respond to the call that we have received tonight. Father, where there are things in our lives that we need to stop. Father, areas perhaps where we're refusing to listen to the Lord Jesus and his word. Please, Father, would you help us to stop those things? Please, would we repent of them and would we listen to Jesus and live and walk that path to life? Father, please help us to listen to Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you would give us courage, please, many of us in this room, to share that gospel with others, to pass on this wisdom of our Lord Jesus, wisdom to stop, to look, and to listen, to get through life safely. Father, please give us opportunities this week to share that message with others, that we might be the voice that publicly calls out in the streets, that we might be the people that our neighbors meet and hear that message. Father, you haven't hidden this wisdom away. You've entrusted it to us. And so, Father, please help us to call it out to ordinary people this week like us. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.